From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Worldwide, about 1 in 20,000 people is born albino. But in the East African nation of Tanzania, that rate is far higher, nearly 1 in every 1,400 people. Albinos in Tanzania have especially hard lives. At best, they face raw discrimination. At worst, they are hunted for their flesh because of superstitions. As NPR's John Burnett reports, albinos in Tanzania have mounted a campaign to teach the public that they are human beings.
More than 100 albinos were violently attacked in Tanzania from 2006 to June of this year. 71 died and 31 escaped, though most were maimed. Albino killings have been reported in 11 other African countries, from South Africa to Kenya, but they are worse in Tanzania.
In society, there are people such as witch doctors who look for body parts. People will kill albinos to make magic.
Isaac Timothy is a local albino activist in the gold mining town of Geita, where belief in witchcraft is widespread.
When you bring them a body part such as an arm, a leg, or a finger, the witch doctor will make a potion with it. A miner will pour it in the ground where he wants to find minerals, or a fisherman will pour it in his canoe.
On the southern shore of Lake Victoria, a fisherman in a baseball cap and ragged pants who doesn't want to give his name looks up from digging worms. I don't believe albino body parts are useful to catch fish, he says, leaning on his spade. But other people use albinos to catch more fish and become rich. Wherever I throw my net is good enough for me. In the tourist town of Arusha, at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro, a street preacher's sermon mixes with the smell of dried fish in the crowded central market. An albino shopkeeper named Godfred Tarimo tends to his grocery stall. He says belief in the magical powers of albino flesh is so pervasive that when he walks in public, it's not uncommon to hear someone wisecrack, "There goes something valuable, there goes a deal." I worry about my safety, Tarimo says, glancing at the shoppers. Tanzania's gruesome albino murders tend to attract the most attention, such as the recent documentary Spell of the Albino by filmmaker Claudio Van Planta. In fact, albino murders are on the decrease in Tanzania because of all the publicity and the government's stern warnings that they must stop. But African albinos still grow up in a world of prejudice and misunderstanding. Many people don't understand, for example, that albinos must protect their pale skin to avoid skin cancer, and they must sit close to the blackboard in class because their vision is impaired. An albino advocacy group in Dar es Salaam called Under the Same Sun has been conducting public awareness campaigns across the country.
Most of questions, you usually hear that you don't die. Is it true?
A common belief is that albinos don't die, they vanish like ghosts, says Grace Wabanhu, a 26-year-old albino from northern Tanzania who works for the organization. Other questions she's heard, is it true that if I have a disease and I have sex with an albino, my illness will be cured? If I touch you, is albinism contagious? Do you feel pain?
People didn't know what is albinism. But after explaining to them, they came to say, this is normal person like others. So it's because of ignorance. People, they don't know.
The education process is slow, says Vicky Ntetema. She's a former BBC journalist who did groundbreaking reporting on the persecution of albinos, then quit to become Tanzania director of Under the Same Sun, which is based in Vancouver, Canada.
And so it's going to be very, very difficult for people, every Tanzanian, all of a sudden, to forget about the myths and then believe that persons with albinism are human beings.
It's a problem. To be an albino is a problem.
Alshema Kwegir is one of two albino members of parliament in Tanzania. She represents people with disabilities. With her red headscarf and orange fingernails, she's one of the most visible and successful persons with albinism in the country.
I'm trying to talk in the parliament on behalf of them in the parliament. I talk with the Minister of Education, I talk with the Minister of Health, to try to explain them how tough it is to be an albino.
Progress has begun. The Tanzania Ministry of Education has provided an introduction to albinism to public school teachers and college professors. And last year, the International League of Dermatological Societies and the drug maker GlaxoSmithKline started providing wide brim hats and sunscreen to albinos in East Africa. The stigma of albinism, though, will take longer to dispel. John Burnett, NPR News, Nairobi.